Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look at the book of Revelation through our study of God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The ministry of the two witnesses are the first half of the tribulation period. Wish we could break this down. It's not the last half, it's the first half. He's encompassing it all. He's looking at this as a whole. The witnesses will be in the first 1260 days of the tribulation period. Okay? Matter of fact, there's so much here. We already looked at the 144,000. They will be sealed in the first half of the tribulation period. I believe it's through the ministry of the two witnesses that the 144,000 will be saved. The church, I hate to say the church, the saints will be raptured. The two witnesses will minister there in Jerusalem. The 144,000 will, under their ministry, I believe they'll be saved, and they go out through the world, and they will also be sealed. I just read something again yesterday. Read after some great men, and there's a great book I love to read after. You ever heard of Wilmington? And he knows more than he forgot more than I'll ever know. I read it yesterday, and he believes that the 144,000 will be martyred. And I had to do a double take on that. No, they're going to be sealed, because it's so clear that they're going to live forever. The 144,000, they will be sealed. Remember, it talked about so that these plagues that come upon the earth will not hurt the 144,000. Well, how did they get saved? The Bible says that there will always be a witness on this earth. So when the saved are raptured out, who's going to share? Well, the two witnesses will be in Jerusalem for 1260 days, and through their ministry, the 144,000, they're going to believe. God's going to seal them. Are y'all following this? Okay. I'm trying to put all this together, okay? That I believe that the two witnesses are at the beginning of the tribulation period, not at the second half. They're in the first half of the tribulation period. Let's go a little farther. The ministry. I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Okay. Before I go any farther, who are these two witnesses? As we read a little bit farther in verse number 6 and all, they're going to have certain powers. It's my opinion, I'm, that the two witnesses, one of them absolutely beyond any shadow of a doubt, I believe will be Elijah. Okay, I think there's no debate there. A couple of reasons. First of all, Elijah was the great prophet of Israel. And we'll look a little bit farther at his ministry in just a minute. Elijah never died. Remember, he's taken up in a chariot of fire. And every time I think about a chariot of fire, some of Temple and Doug and all, they sat under Daddy in class. And years ago, Daddy used to drive a Corvette to Florida Baptist College. And they would kid Dad about driving a Corvette. And I'll never forget, would tell them, well, if Elijah could go up into heaven in a chariot of fire, a preacher could ride around in a fiberglass automobile. It's pretty cool. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But Elijah, turn me to Malachi. Malachi chapter number 4. The very last book in the Old Testament. The last words you hear in the Old Testament. Let's begin in verse number 4. Okay? Verse number 4, Malachi chapter number 4. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant. It's interesting, these two men are mentioned as it's closed, the Old Testament is closing. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for Israel with the statutes and judgments. Behold, now look at this verse number 5:6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day. When is that? The great tribulation period. He sent Elijah before then. And he shall turn the hearts of their fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. It's interesting. He's going to minister. Elijah. Remember when John the Baptist showed up on the scene? And the people come to John the Baptist and said, "Are you Elijah?" Asked him twice. "No, I'm not Elijah." "Are you sure?" "We think you're Elijah." "No, I'm not Elijah. I've come in the spirit and the power of Elijah, but I'm not Elijah." They knew that Elijah had to come, the Jewish people. When the Jewish people observed Passover once a year, and years ago we observed the Passover in the back. Remember that? We had that. It was interesting. Had a Messianic Jew come and showed us how the Jewish people observed Passover with the Seder and the unleavened bread. All of that they had to order. It's really neat. And there was an empty chair by the door. It wasn't at the table. It was sitting by the door. And it's okay. Don't get distracted. Okay. All right. Something important. And it sits by the door. I thought that door, the chair was for Jesus. The chair was not for Jesus. It's for Elijah. It's interesting because they know the Jewish people know that Elijah must come. So this door, this chair that sits by the door is for Elijah. Elijah's going to come one day. There's other things we'll talk about, but I believe he's one of the two witnesses. Okay. It's my personal opinion that the other witness is Moses. Again, it's my personal opinion. And then we'll get into that, maybe we'll have time, why I believe it's Moses. Some people think it's Enoch. Who Enoch with? Is it Enoch? Enoch never died. Did I say that right? Yeah. He walked with the Lord and he was not. And because of that, some people think, well, it has to be Elijah and Enoch because they've never died. And the Bible says it's appointed that a man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. And again, it's great thought there because of Enoch, and the only reason they put Enoch in there is because he didn't die. However, just because there's people who have died more than once in the Old Testament. Because they say, well, everybody has to die once. No, they don't. There are some people that will never die. I'm not looking to die. I'm looking for the uppertaker, not the undertaker. But there are some people who have died more than once. You ever remember a fellow by the name of Lazarus? God, Lazarus, come forth! And he came out of the tomb. And, well, Lazarus not with us again. Obviously, he died somewhere. Peter's mother-in-law was raised from the dead. People in the Old Testament was raised from, they died a second. Are y'all following? So the principle is there about is appointed unto man wants to die, and after that the judgment. However, that doesn't mean everybody, just the principle. If the Lord doesn't come for us, we're going to die. So a lot of people though think it's Enoch and Elijah. Some people look at this as perhaps it's Zerubbabel because of the building of the temple and all of that, and they have some reasons for that and all. But through it all, because of what we see with Moses and Elijah, remember Moses and Elijah appeared to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. They've said, let me give you another one. And again, I got to get through this, and I could spend hours on this. In Acts chapter 1, there said there were two men that said, this same Jesus, what you've seen, he's coming again. Who do you think those two men were? They weren't angels. It didn't use these two angels. They were men, okay? I believe it probably was Moses and Elijah. Again, it's my prayer. The Bible does not say, it's my opinion that those two men that appeared as Jesus was caught up into heaven, that those two men were probably Moses and Elijah. They appeared to him on the Mount of Transfiguration. They appear again when he's translated to heaven. You men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, he's coming back. And they're going to appear again on this earth during the tribulation period. And I have a reference about the two witnesses here in verse number 4. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God on earth.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear Bob Sellers from the Kingsmen sing. That's this Sunday, 6 p.m., March 20th. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.